criminals on the waterway know no boundaries, and now one has faded for the good guys. The Coast Guard has signed an agreement with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. They say it will let the two work side by side as they enforce the laws in the waters. Ensign Jean-Pierre Spence joins us to discuss the Shiprider program. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So first of all, what is this program, and how do you work with the Coast Guard and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police now? How is that going to change under this program?
Sure. Well, this program is called the Integrated Cross-Border Maritime Law Enforcement Operations, or more shortly, Shiprider. And this program will allow Coast Guard and RCMP officers to go out on law enforcement patrols with each other side by side and enforce our host country's laws on either side of the border. So if we are in the U.S., we work under the U.S. Coast Guard enforcing U.S. laws. If we're in Canadian, we work under Canada laws with the RCMP taking lead.
So is this a change? I mean, I assume that you have coordinated with your Canadian counterparts in the past when, say, and this is just off the top of my head, if there are drug runners running from one's waterways to another?
Sure. Yes, this is a change in the past. And normally our relationship has been very great with the RCMP. However, if we observe some sort of illegal activity on our side of the border and they run into Canadian waters, then we have to contact the RCMP or some other Canadian border agency. And it might take some time for them to get there, but we cannot continue the pursuit in Canada. However, this will eliminate that boundary or safe haven for any sort of illegal activity going on by letting us work together. Now, since we're on the same boat, we can cross the border, and it switches into their legal framework.
I imagine that gap in time has been a big problem.
Yes, it has. I can't cite any specific examples, but it's just more the potential for it. So now we don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Well, does this mean that the Coast Guard has to know Canadian laws and the Canadian Royal Mounted Police has to know U.S. laws now to be able to enforce them?
Yes, we actually spend around 2 weeks training together in Charleston, South Carolina at our Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. And we go through mock boardings with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and we see sort of their areas, learn their Charter of Rights, similar to our Constitution, as well as they learn, you know, the Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, that sort of thing. We go over vessel examinations and their requirements and our requirements, and we sort of learn each other's laws, and then we get designated by the other government for certain authorities.
So how many members of the Coast Guard are involved in this program?
There are quite a few across the country. I'm only involved with the New England area, and we have roughly 15 designated shipwriters at this time. And over in the RCMP J division, they have about the same.
Okay. So over in New England, when you have your 15 members, are there also 15 Canadian members? So it's about 30 altogether?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
And as you are learning the other's laws, what would you say is the biggest difference between them and between how you enforce them?
Sure. They're actually fairly similar, which I found surprising during the training. They have a lot of the same laws, the rights to remain silent, as far as all that kind of stuff. One big change, though, is ours. Take, for instance, Miranda rights. When we read someone their Miranda rights and they request to speak to a lawyer, that is, then they can have the lawyer present at questioning. That's when everything stops. For the Canadians, you have the right to speak to a lawyer, and then as soon as you speak to them, even over the phone, they can resume questioning.
Okay, so that might mean perhaps that there's a certain advantage then to, say, doing things in Canadian waters if you're trying to get somebody to speak as opposed to U.S. waters. I mean, I could see how strategy could kind of come into play with that.
I don't think there's necessarily any sort of strategy with that. We pretty much stop them where we can and proceed from there.
What are the biggest problems when you're talking about the northern waterways?
Actually, this time there's not really anything that I can speak of. Of course, there is the border there, so there's the potential for illicit activity. However, this is more just sort of part of the Beyond the Border initiative signed in 2011 by our president and their prime minister to increase the security to make sure that our borders are secure.
So is this the first initiative under that that you've actually been able to do with the Coast Guard, or have you been doing other more cooperative things along the way?
Well, they've been doing sort of cooperation with the RCMP, not necessarily on the same platforms, but as far as communications for years now. But ShipRider itself started around 2005 with a few pilot programs. They would draft sort of a memorandum of understanding between our two governments, and there's things like the Olympics over in Victoria or the Super Bowl in Detroit, where both RCMP and Coast Guard personnel were deployed together. So this just sort of formalizes that process so that we can go out on our everyday patrols together.
We're speaking with Ensign Jean-Pierre Spence of the U.S. Coast Guard, and we're talking about the ShipRider program with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Now, we've had your commandant on our show fairly recently to talk about budget cuts and about sequestration, particularly as it pertains to Latin America and illicit drug activity in waterways there. How does this ShipRider program leverage your resources up in the northern part? I mean, is it making it easier where perhaps sequestration has taken a toll?
Well, I think this is sort of a model of a way to save money and manpower for this sort of operation. Now we're able to encompass much more for a law enforcement patrol by having both sides on the water, so we can cover a much greater area with less manpower.
And is there any plan for not having people do this sort of as a buddy system? Because you've been describing this as one U.S. member, one Canadian member working together, as opposed to spreading out and covering more territory. Why is that?
Maybe I'm describing it incorrectly, but it's sort of the patrols will just take place where we might be on a Coast Guard boat one week and a Canadian boat the other week. We might have three RCMP officers and two Coast Guard officers, or vice versa, something like that. So the patrols will vary, but this is just sort of more everyday operations that we're going to be conducting.
And how are you going to measure the success of it? Are you keeping sort of data points?
Actually, both sides will be tracking the amount of violations and patrols that they are accomplishing. So hopefully, though, this deters quite a lot of the activity. That is sort of the goal of the project.
Any indication so far?
Well, I think from what I hear from the other areas, there has been a lot more public notice and awareness, and people seem to generally appreciate the program and like what they see.
And you mentioned that this stems from an agreement that President Barack Obama has signed with his Canadian counterparts. But what about with the rest of the hemisphere? Again, we spoke with Commandant Pop not too long ago about the problems in the southern waterways in illicit drug activity. Do you have similar programs with neighbors to the south?
No, not at this time. Hopefully, though, this will serve as a model for future security operations. But as far as two sovereign nations coming together to do law enforcement patrols in the same area, this is sort of the first thing that I'm aware of.
All right. Well, Ensign Jean-Pierre Spence, we wish you the best of luck for that.
Thank you very much.